Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,456. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my car.
Montgomery!
And you are the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy from the Dan Patrick Show. Dan Patrick joins us coming up at 4:30. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink of the drag.
All right, here we go. Because of AI, one Dutch couple might not be married after all. Meanwhile, after his car was stolen, Nantucket's biggest coke dealer takes a mighty fall. A goat is detained after trying to break into an Auburn retirement home. St. Augustine, Florida. That's where the giant emus roam. And a man who once stole a snowplow while shirtless tries to take down a plane. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that... Jesus, man.
Big game this weekend. I'm excited.
Yeah, I know you're fired up. Let me at least get close. Let me just get close. But today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance.
Are you close?
And here's how it works. You call us. Hang on. We will spin the category wheel. There it is.
Oh.
And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, sure, we've only done one Big Dummy so far this year. However, our biggest dummy is a two-way tie between Austin and Josh, both of whom thought a dildo was pickled-flavored bread and found a way to answer five consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has, so give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com, and I'll watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room has returned. 99.9 KISW.
All of it, y'all, so away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4456. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as for the first time ever on this program. We welcome in Dan Patrick from the Dan Patrick Show.
How convenient is that?
That
Dan
is very
Patrick
convenient.
From the Dan Patrick Show.
The one and only Dan Patrick from the Dan Patrick Show.
Very vain.
Coming up on the program.
Vain, you know,
talking Hawks playoff football and whatever else we can come up with. So Dan Patrick coming up on the program at 4:30. What else do we have for you today? Today is the game, the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It is an easy game to play. We will spin a category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And Steve, as you said, we've only done one Big Dummy this year.
Sure.
So we got a two-way tie between Austin and Josh. Five questions to get one right. They are our biggest dummies.
A co-big dummy.
Exactly. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little Men's Room poll. The last time that we did the poll, we were talking about a jail in New York that just had a very high amount of celebrities that had done time there.
Yeah.
So we were wondering, if you had to do a weekend in jail, you could pick from one of these four celebrities to be your cellmate.
Yay.
Okay. So here were your choices. First up, we had Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres was option number one, followed by Kanye West, Madonna, and Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say you took, did you take Will Smith?
No, God, no. I think I took Ellen. My reasoning being, I don't think she would just be as annoying as the other ones.
I took Madonna.
My God, to me she'd be the most annoying. Between
I took
her.
Yay.
You took
Which
Yay?
Is the other one. Like the, to me, they're the co-annoying people.
So, Mike, you took Will Smith. Because I know we all took one, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, as far as the voting goes...
Mike likes getting slapped. That's what it is.
If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, here's how the voting shook out. The last cellmate that you would ever have one would ever want to have for a weekend at 13% of the vote, that would be Kanye West.
I believe that. That's
you,
about
you
right.
You would not want to spend a weekend with Kanye West in a jail cell.
You might not. I have a new fashion line coming out.
Tell me all about it.
Yeah.
He helped me with it.
Does it involve swastikas?
No.
Well, no.
Is it going to offend anybody? Okay, I'm not interested.
It's no clothes at all.
Right. Would Bianca wear it? Because if she would, I'm not interested.
She could wear the hat.
Right. Okay. Coming in third place with 15% of the vote, just barely squeaking by Kanye, Ellen DeGeneres. Your pick,
really?
Yeah.
I thought for sure that'd be Madonna.
Nobody wanted to hang out with her for the weekend.
I mean, I don't either, but just out of those choices, I'm taking there.
So as far as the cellmate for the weekend, two-way tie for first place, 36% of the vote went to Will Smith and Madonna, Mike and myself's choices.
God, man.
And I still don't think that Madonna would be that bad, believe it or not.
Really?
I don't.
Why not? Take it from interviews and all. Nothing to do with her music. But she's just so pretentious and flighty all the time. It would drive me bonkers, man.
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because Will Smith, this is like, it's kind of like who sucks less.
Yeah, me. This is exactly what all this right? is, yes.
Kanye West sucks.
Yes.
He sucks the most. Okay, just
be chatty.
Just the things that have come out of his mouth before, I'm just like, oh my God, dude. I just don't like you. As far as Ellen, the way that she treated other people.
Right.
It's one thing, you can be a D-bag. Mm. But when you start treating other people in a bad way, it's kind of like you would never go out with someone who was mean to your waiter or your bartender or your waitress.
Sure.
She kind of has that aura.
She does. But she's my cellmate. Like I assume my cellmate's going to be a little rude because we're in jail, but I just don't think she's as annoying as the other three.
Will Smith will just get up and slap somebody on national television for no reason.
Or just start talking at all. It's like, Will, shut up.
He's got problems. So I think Madonna, based on the who sucks less theory,
she has never
said anything racist. No. She's never said anything.
I don't think she's racist. She might say, I think she's annoying.
She might say pompous, you know, kind of Gwyneth Paltrow-ish type things. But based on just the character of the person, I think Madonna's the only one that I know of that hasn't publicly, that I know of, done anything to be just an absolute
turd.
You're
not wrong, but this sounds bad. At least a racist is interesting. Like Madonna, it's like, I'm not interested in anything you have to say about anything at all. Just shut up.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm playing it who sucks less wise on this one. Maybe she's a very charitable person. I'm sure she is.
She might be.
Yeah.
She still annoys me. Look, you can be a nice person. I can hate your guts. And look, even I would still take Kanye over Madonna because at some point I would laugh at something he says. Not because he's being funny. I just think he's an idiot, right? So there's some value in that, I think, Madonna.
And being charitable doesn't make you a good person.
No. Mm-hmm. No, that question.
It means you donate.
She got the fake accent thing when she was married to Guy Ritchie. I mean, there's certain things that if she still held on to him, be like, come on.
That's what you're dealing with, man.
Yeah.
But hello, Miles.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm still taking Madonna. Maybe I got a chance. I mean, who knows?
I mean, look, I wouldn't agree with everything Kanye says. I just think he'd be an interesting dude to be in there with for 48 hours.
I think interesting is definitely the correct word.
It would be interesting. It would definitely
You would have better stories to tell probably than anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could tell him about the time you saw him open up for another band.
Correct.
That would piss him off.
I'm sure it would. It was a hell of a performance.
Okay.
Again, this is all pre-racist stuff.
Everything I do is great.
Kanye West. Okay. This week on our men's room poll, guess what? For the new year, you are going to greet everybody a certain way.
Yeah.
Now, we have, we've done this kind of before as far as what you would say to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the first thing that would come out of your mouth?
Like, I love you or something like that.
Or at the end of every sentence, you would have to say something.
I do declare. That's where that came from.
I do declare.
I do declare.
Which would drive people nuts the entire conversation. Now, this is more.
Bless you, I do declare.
Yeah. This is more on
Kanye. You're right. I do declare.
Yeah. Now this one for this year is more on, and it's if you know the person, if you don't know the person, it does not matter.
I always picture a job interview because to me, this would be the worst time to do any of these.
Yeah. The waiter comes up to the table. Hi, how's everyone doing? You say we're doing great. You get up and you have to do this.
Right.
Every single person that you meet, all right, or interact with, if you're introducing yourself,
yeah.
You have to do this. Now, these are more on the physical tip this time around.
But I don't always tell the waiter my name and introduce myself.
You don't, but now you have
to. But he's already said, hi, how are you guys doing?
I would say you have to at least attempt it.
You have to attempt it.
It's the one I'm picking. People might just go, ooh.
Okay, all right.
I can guess what you're picking.
So every time you greet someone, you're at the doctor's office, you're at AutoZone.
Hell, you've been called before the judge.
Yes.
And you got to go up, but before you sit down on that bench, you got to do this with the judge.
And make you use the self-scanners at the grocery store because you don't want to talk to the cashier.
But when the manager walks over, you got a problem.
Yeah. For miles?
If you mess up and they say put the stuff out of the bag and the assistant will be there in a minute, when they come over, man, you got to do one of these things.
For miles, it's got to be a super exclusive private resort, golf club. You got to do it to the starter.
Everyone. Everyone. The guy that I check in with, the guy that takes my bag.
That's fine. I just feel like the starter sometimes, that guy is a little...
A little salty?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are
salty. Like if you're boarding a plane, the flight attendant that greets you got to do this.
Right. Hopefully you've done this to the first class attendant and you go back and coach and don't have to see them again.
You're right.
I mean, that would be the ideal scenario. But every time you greet someone, the option number one is the old Eskimo kiss. Mm-hmm. Now we know what Eskimo kisses are.
With rubbing the nose.
You're at least going to go in and try it. Like, come here, man. Give me a big Eskimo kiss.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing the waiter again.
Yeah.
Hi, can I get some drinks? What are you doing, sir?
Right.
That's what I'm probably picking, and I can imagine somebody just be like, whoa.
Yeah.
The Eskimo kiss.
Yeah.
Like, would you ask, hey, man, I'm going to come in for an Eskimo kiss. Try your best. Start shaking your head. Go on.
I think it's better to just go for it.
You think it's just,
I agree.
Do you think they know what you were doing?
No.
Has everyone been raised with Eskimo kisses?
Sure. Would they feel better if they realized you just wanted to do the Eskimo kiss but not kiss them on the lips? Because you're going in hot, man. So they're like, oh, no. But at least you rub noses and like, okay, that was weird, but not so bad.
Yeah. Very popular in Italian and Greek culture, we have kissing the cheeks, the double kiss, so to speak.
Sure.
So you go in and you don't really actually kiss someone when you're doing that.
Yeah, you always turn your head a little bit.
Yeah, it's just like cheek to cheek.
Well, it depends who it is.
Right. I mean, if you really like someone, you grab their head and do it. Like,
yeah.
If they're a family member you haven't seen in a long time, you go in for one or two in this instance.
Yeah.
So, the Italian guy I grew up with, he would just smack us.
Smack you where?
Back of your neck, smack your face.
Like when he greeted you?
Yeah, that was his thing.
Like, what do you mean? Like, how? Backhand, front hand, what?
Like, when I was a kid, if I saw him, I would crunch up my shoulders. Because Al Lucian, legend, D.C. area football coach in our family. Yeah, he would just be like, get over, you know, hey. And he just had this big old paw, and he just, all the guys.
Just knock you on the back of the head?
Yeah, like that.
Damn.
And I could still feel it. But I love Al. He was the man.
Is he still around?
Nah, we lost Al years ago.
Ah,
but the main thing I remember, though, is he would always kiss all the women on the cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you were a young man, not a young boy, he'd always
just slap you. Slap your head. Okay. The next one, this is a kind of an odd greeting. But as you would extend yourself for a handshake, you would smell their hand.
Yeah. So as soon as they grab your hand.
Yeah. The inside or the bottom?
Like, no, go in for the handshake.
All right, man. If it's just the top.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think it matters, bro.
I think the inside of the hand smells different.
It does smell different. My thing is, I'm shaking your hand. I don't know that this is your thing.
Yeah.
And you lean down.
Well, he
smelled
the outside.
Hand.
He probably couldn't smell the chicken tiki.
Damn.
But you smell the inside. It still smells like chicken tiki.
Just go in there, right? Is that what that was today?
Yeah.
Oh, it looked delicious.
You think that's better?
No.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. The top of the hand's better.
No, I'm just saying that's weird, though. That, to me, is the weirdest so far.
Yeah.
And people start smelling things, you know?
Right. Now, the fourth option. Every time you greet someone, you would do what we would call back in the day the psych handshake.
Yeah.
That is where you extend your hand. As someone goes out to grab your hand, you pull back, brush your hair back, psych. And go, psych.
That's so annoying.
It doesn't matter who it is. Any situation.
I still think this one is dangerous.
Why?
Why?
I'm just picturing a giant dude in a bar.
I just kissed him on the cheeks, dude.
You're right. I just feel like the psych handshake, some people take that as a very big insult.
It can be, but if I had to hedge my bets, I go, okay, this big dude is walking over to introduce himself. He's kind of drunk. Maybe he's ornery. I don't know. You're going to try to give him an Eskimo kiss? You want to go psych. Brother, I'm telling you. You're going down. You're going for that Eskimo kiss. He's going to end
Look,
you.
You're sitting in a
I'm
bar.
I'm just a D-bag.
You're sitting
you
in
got
a,
punched.
You're sitting at a bar, man, and you haven't been in this bar. You don't know the bartender, whatever. Yeah, hey, what's your name, man? Hi, I'm Bill. I'm Miles. How you doing? Psych!
I think
I'm picking that one.
I'm definitely taking that one. It's annoying. I don't feel like I get punched.
Could you
I'm
even do it
you.
For a day? I mean, could you even do it for a day?
Just... I'm gonna give it a try.
I don't think I've done that to another adult in 15 years.
Well, we did it as kids. That's what I'm saying.
Right, and I've never done it
as an adult.
I'm going to try it on someone this weekend. I don't know who, but I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be surrounded by strangers. Inevitably, I'm going to meet someone, and I'm going to make a judgment call based on how they seem to be, but definitely when they put out their hand, psych, and not offer it again. Just want to see how it goes. My wife's not going to be pleased, but tell her, hey, man, it's just
why
a social experiment.
Why don't you do it when you board the plane?
Maybe. See the flight.
Hey, how you doing?
That's like, no, man, because they won't serve me.
Yes, they will.
That's the problem.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No, they would just be irritated. Like, he's not getting moved. Because you psych handshook me.
Yeah, I mean, it could. I think that's the one. Like, if you kiss someone on the cheeks.
I think that's your safest.
They would be shocked, but they would also be like, well, that was a weird greeting.
But I've seen it before.
But it's not meant to be insulting.
Right.
Right.
You know? Eskimo kisses, that's a little over the line, but it's not meant to be insulting.
Yeah, but that is as weird as smelling my hand.
Smelling the hand is weird.
But
it would absolutely just mess with your head. Like, what is this guy doing?
Right.
Why did he want to smell my hand? With the psych handshake, they're just straight up offended and pissed.
That's what I think.
You know what I mean? I mean, they're just like
again, the giant
think
dude,
gonna,
who's look, this guy?
When I go in for the Eskimo kiss, somebody might be like, whoa.
Sure,
put their hands up. I just feel like the psych handshake, you're going to get the wrong dude. It's going to be like, I don't appreciate that.
You think it'd be better to smell his hand. Same dude, right? Same ordinary dude at the bar.
Yeah, because he could just yank it away and be like, what the F's wrong?
It's also every chick. I mean, like, look, if you're interested in somebody.
Yeah.
And you wanted to introduce yourself.
Well, if it's
like,
a chick,
oh my
I'm
God,
just
how
creepy.
Are you? Oh, man.
Again, maybe it's just me. A dude smells my hand. I'm like, damn, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Right? Eskimo kiss. I'm like, all right, kiss on the cheek. Like, maybe he's, you know, he's European. The psych, though, I'm kind of pissed.
Really? That's the one that puts you over the edge?
You think you will clown me?
Yeah, it's better than smelling your hand, man. I think the one that would set me up, like, did you just smell my hand, man?
What about Eskimo kisses with this big guy?
Again, if I get to, the only problem, if he lets you do it.
See, I think the girl might give you a chance. Eskimo kisses? Come on.
Well, the biggest issue I have with the Eskimo kiss is I'm not tall enough.
So you just look up. Just grab him by the cheek. Just grab him by the cheeks and you pull his head down.
Yeah,
you pull his head down, rub your nose.
Get in here.
Get in that nose.
You look like you could use an Eskimo kiss, my man.
When's the last time you had
See what happens when it happens.
Last time I had an Eskimo kiss, my kid was probably 4 or 5.
I feel like we have brought this up.
I do that to my kids, but after that, you know.
Honestly, I think the last one I did was with you, we brought this up.
What, you guys Eskimo kiss?
I'm pretty positive we did once before.
Yeah. See? Wasn't
that
I'm going to
assume
deal.
You're telling the truth because that's. I don't feel like that would be a fake memory you'd want in your head.
It wasn't a memory I had in my head until I read the question. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
So I knew he was going to ask.
Why
like,
did you Eskimo kiss?
Because we were having some stupid conversation like this.
It doesn't mean you got to do it.
Yes, it does.
So far,
just
you've,
for the uncomfortable.
You've Eskimo kissed and Miles has smelled
why
your
don't
hand.
You, why
Miles
don't you,
has done two
since
of
I have,
these
why don't
things.
You Eskimo kiss Ted?
I'm not going to Eskimo kiss Ted.
Can I smell your hand?
It's just, none of these.
I knew it was going to go down this path.
Yeah.
Well, how could it not?
So how long? So how long do you have to do this for? We didn't come up with a time frame.
Say, how about a month?
Oh, okay. Could I'll you just say a week.
I don't say a month.
But a month, you're right.
Because with the month, right, maybe you have a doctor's
like
appointment coming
January?
Up, dentist appointment coming up. I don't know. You go to
I
the dry cleaner. There you go. You go to the
but
dentist.
But it's also the dental hygienist. She's wearing a mask, so I can't really get in there on the.
Are you picking Eskimo kiss?
Well, if I'm thinking Eskimo kiss, I can't get in there because she's got the mask.
Smell her hand.
That would be weird.
Yes.
Yes.
When is it not weird?
Well,
who
look,
do you meet, smell their hand, and go, no, that was not
the
weird.
The only person who talks to you in the medical profession nonstop is the dental hygienist.
Jesus, they do, man.
And they've got their hand in your mouth, and they obviously can understand this language that they've created.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, you know, you're
think
just,
about, remember when we had the same doctor? Remember that nurse?
Yes.
I don't know if I'd want to Eskimo kiss her.
Why is that?
You don't remember? She was tough. And kind of like taller and big, like she was so
tall,
aggressive.
So, what do you think would be
the
best alternative?
She was a Navy corpsman for the Marine Corps,
right?
I feel like she'd smack the crap out of you.
Yeah, but a psych's going to piss her off more than anything.
Any of this would
really
piss her
the
off.
Psych is the one thing. Man, I don't know.
It's disrespectful.
That's the thing.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, the other
it
ones
is.
Are weird.
I mean,
that one is disrespectful.
It's one thing to be a friend and to do this to your friend,
sure,
because they already know you.
Yeah,
we're talking about everyone that you meet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they don't know you yet.
I'm going psych.
And their first impression.
I mean, I've had somebody once, something was in my hand, or like something, for some reason I didn't want to shake somebody's hand. I've had somebody go, like, you too good to shake my hand. So I'm saying, like, I
then you went back and go, psych.
And I'm just imagining that same reaction when I psych the wrong dude.
Like, I would just rather someone say, man, I hate that dude sitting in the corner talking about me, a-hole his hand, as opposed to, hey, man, that dude in the corner is creepy.
Yeah.
I shook his hand and he smelled it.
Mike, where are you going on this? You meet a lot of people. Eskimo kiss
you're
cheeks,
at the auction.
Smell the hand, psych handshake.
I think I could play the psych best.
Maybe one of the chicks, the hot chicks at your auto auction.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, yeah.
You might want to Eskimo kiss her.
Want to, yes. Play it off, no. Psych is so much easier.
Psych. So our men's room poll. Every time you greet someone, will you Eskimo kiss them, kiss them on both cheeks, smell their hand, or the old psych handshake? That is our men's room poll, and it is up now for you to vote on if you follow us on X @Men's Room Live.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
It is Friday, and coming up, we'll drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey man, this is your fault!
Sam, and on Tuesday, we did the top movie soundtracks of all times, courtesy of Rolling Stone magazine. One of these showed up on the list out of the top 20. We randomly picked 10 of those. But we decided to go with a doubleheader of the one and only John Travolta featuring Frankie Valli in the, what are they?
Ooh, Four Seasons?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
With Frankie Valli
and the Four Seasons, yes! Jesus, what version is this?
This is not Frankie Valli's version.
This is like the updated disco version.
Hey, all right, sorry.
I mean, it's fine, dude. It's basically the same song.
Frankie Valli just wouldn't have the technology to put that drum beat behind it.
Exactly.
You're right.
Hold on. I'm not mad at it. I'm just saying.
This is the one you play at the club.
Yeah. I mean, I like it.
Oh, I'm digging it, brother. I ain't going to lie to you.
I need another water over here.
Only do sample them a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
My glow stick's running low.
You got a towel for my head? Some version of Frankie Valli in Greece will be taking on the Bee Gees on a Bad Choice Friday.
Oh, then we get Plato Bee Gees?
Yeah, that's the real version here.
All right, I got a question for you. What are they saying before they say staying alive?
Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive. And then I don't know the next one.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, you're a brother, you're a brother.
The song's been out since 1977. I have no idea.
I just got
people singing and drinking and everybody shaking, is that what it is?
Something. I heard shaking.
I will say, my buddy Matt, MCT, PLME Podcast, he just got a record player.
All right.
And I told him, I said, get the Bee Gees.
And did he?
He's more of like a rock metal guy.
I understand.
He'll still
that.
Like it.
Get
but
the
that's,
Bee Gees.
That's what I told him. I said, man, my buddy's got that. I think Mike has it too. I'm like, I don't know how to explain it. You put it on, you're like, damn, I love the Bee Gees.
Frankie Valli and Grease taking on the Bee Gees and staying alive. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast.
Are we sticking with EDM Frankie Valli?
Nope. Oh. I was kind of digging that. I've never heard
EDM
that version.
EDM Frankie Valli. Wonder if he's ever, had a rolled for a night, you know?
Is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Oh, no S.
I swear to God, Ted, you can look up a video where he basically, they kind of just push him out and he's just standing there.
Oh, Jesus.
All the music is playing. All the Frankie Valli it's parts bad. Are playing. He's not opening his mouth.
There we go.
Oh.
It is one of the most disturbing money grabs you'll ever witness.
Oh my God.
So they literally just push him on stage and play the track.
He might even have a stand that's holding him up. I'm not sure.
No, he's still walking around.
Is
but he barely gets the microphone up to his mouth. Like, it's barely up to his chest.
I'm not sure he knows where he is.
I don't think he does either.
Why are all these people staring at
you? You watch it, it's sad.
This close to Jeff Lynne's final tour with ELO. I mean, you just stand him up there and let him go.
Just look at the crowd, man.
Just act like you're singing. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live.
What? The look on his face, he's about to be like, hey, Jack.
Yep. Our question, family member, roommate, or neighbor, when did someone do to you to make you wish they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-RYE.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hola.
Hey, yeah, I had a buddy more crashing with me, not a roommate, but he had a piercing down below, and he was very well endowed. But one day I was playing Call of Duty in my living room, and he came out with all of my shower curtain rings hanging off of that piercing. And I turned my head because I felt someone behind me, and he had his hands on his hips, and he goes, it's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a good day. Does that mean he actually showered?
Probably not, looking right at him.
I'm like, man, can you at least shower before you take my shower curtain rings to prove how well
endowed you are? One of the worst things about getting a new shower curtain is the fact that you have to take the rings off the old curtain and put the rings on the new one.
Why is it so annoying?
But it really does bother me.
It ranks up their folding laundry. Like, for whatever, it's not a big deal. It will not really take that long, but just the idea of doing it is irritating. Mm-hmm.
I just changed mine, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I took off the actual shower curtain, not just the liner.
Yeah.
And then I remembered, the liner, there's two hooks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just taking the curtain off for no damn reason.
Yeah, yep. Dude, you don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ryan, how much longer did that guy live with you after the shower ring curtain experience?
I don't know. It was about 15 years ago, probably a couple of months. But my response was damn it, dude, can you just put those back?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And by the way, what to you says crashing with you? Because if you lived with you for a few months, at that point you have become my roommate. I'm not happy about it. But to anything more than 10 days... if you're not visiting from out of town, it's like, you are now a roommate. You need to pay. Right. You're not crashing anymore. Crashing, to me, you get a week tops.
Yeah, I don't know. Just kind of come over, to hang out and
then leave
for a while. We were good friends, but.
All right. So are you still in contact with this guy?
No.
You are not. And was there a final to do?
Or you just grew apart?
No, I just grew apart.
All right.
That's fair enough. Yeah. Tell you what, over
sounds
this.
Sounds like he kept growing.
This Christmas break. I got kids. Therefore, my parents have grandkids. They've moved away. They want to see the grandkids. It's like, hey, you guys want to come up and visit us, man? Please do. It's Christmas. Kids would love to see you. So my mom's like, yeah. We will do that. I'm at work. I got a text from my wife. Says, hey, your mom sent the dates that they're going to visit you. It seems awfully long. And I look at the date. 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks. So I just want to put it out there. And maybe this is just me. As a general rule, if I invite you, especially from out of town, to come stay with me, I'm inviting you to stay with me. I'm really just assuming it's going to be 1 week.
Yeah.
Right? At most. I just figured it'd be 1 week. I didn't think I needed to say that. Then I discovered I need to say that. It was 2 weeks. That is much different than 1 week.
Yep. You know, my brother, right? They've been in the same house for a long time.
Sure.
But there's an office that has a little, I don't know what you call it, a day bed or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're always hey. You'd stay in there. My brother just kind of has a rule. Yeah, you can stay. He's like, you stay as long as you want. But after day or two or three, you're on your own.
That's fair.
Right? Yeah. We're not entertaining you.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I'm yeah, that's cool. Because at that point, I probably rented a car or I'm using one of their cars.
Sure.
I'm just using it as a crash pad.
Right. I mean, I think I'd rather live in a tent than be in a situation where I have a roommate again. Yeah. And I always picked friends that were good people. Most of them were not up to no good. A few of them were up to no good all the time.
I mean, it's up to no good, but also, I mean, look, for the last couple of years of my life, I probably could have used a roommate for financial reasons.
Sure.
I still chose not to, and most of my roommates were pretty decent, but I was still, when I got to the point where I could figure out a way to make it work, I don't need to pay my cell phone bill. Yeah. I can get back to it. You know what, man? I'm doing it alone.
I'm talking about partners. I'm talking about wives. I'm talking about everything. Every single roommate. I'm not just saying some dude.
Right.
You know, the girl that I'm with or whatever.
Sure.
It's for whatever reason, I am just, I have a difficult time with it.
Really?
My roommate, Chad, one of the greatest guys in the world. I'm telling you, he would wake up in the morning. He would take a shower early in the morning. He would use most of the hot water up.
Mm-hmm.
He would drop a deuce before he got into the shower. He did not flush the toilet, so when you would walk in there, you would see everything that he left behind.
Right.
Because he did not want to ruin the hot water. As he would run the shower as he was taking a crap and then just step right in. I'm not even sure he used toilet paper, that kind of thing, right?
Right.
Then Chad would sit on the couch. This could be 8 a.m. He'd tap his feet incessantly. He was one of those guys who was no matter where you were, barstool. You know the guy that
kind of beats on the bar when he talks, and you're the one over there watching your drink move around because he's always doing one of these things and all that stuff. And you're like, dude, leave the bar. That was like, beat around Chad. It was this all the time. Like, his foot was just constantly tapping. And he would watch the Andy Griffith Show, and then he would watch The Price is Right. And I'd say, Chad, you want to walk down? Because we had class at the same time. He'd go, no, man, you go. You take the notes.
Right.
And he would sit there. And
then you take the notes. Then I would go. How big of him?
Then when I go to practice, that was like 2 or 3 hours easily, or 4 hours. I would come home. Chad had not moved. He's still sitting there. He's still watching General Hospital now. He's tapping his feet. I go into the bathroom. I realize he hasn't left that couch because that crap, now that I came back, because that's the first time I used the bathroom, in the house, came back in, it's still sitting in there. I'm like, dude, you left this turd in the toilet the entire day. Now, there's more. He also is the guy that gave me crabs because he had crabs.
That would be my issue.
Yeah. And because my towel was hung up instead of in the floor, still in a wet ball, he used my towel. So then when I took a shower and used my towel, I'm like, Chad, did you use my towel? I even remember calling him out on this. Yeah, mine was on the floor and it was wet. Well, hang your towel up, man. That's not on me. Like, I don't want to like dry off with a wet ass towel from you. And then
neither did he.
And then
exactly.
Mike, I'm not kidding you. Within 24 hours, I had the first, only, and hopefully last case of crabs that I will ever have in my life, which started that entire process of every single thing in that apartment needing to be washed, which is a pain in the ass when you're dirt broke. You do not have transportation to get this stuff. You're doing basket load at a time and taking it to a laundromat that's 5 or 6 blocks away. You've got 4 or 5 of these filled. You need to go to the grocery store, the drugstore, to get the rid you need to put in the detergent, to put in the washing machine, which isn't cheap. You can't just buy one bottle of it. You got to buy 5 because that's how many comforters, towels, throw pillows or blankets. I mean, all these different things needed to be washed. Every single item. Our entire apartment was infested with these things. So things like that were like, I know he did not mean to do that.
But he still did it.
But it still is a result of, you know, what I probably would have gotten them anyway if he did not use my towel.
But at least you would have earned them. I did not earn them.
They were apartment.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have given them to me one way or another, but I was still just like, dude.
Well, think about, though, that's roommate. Because you say you talk about family, right? Believe it or not, of all the people in my house that don't do things that drive me crazy, it's my wife. Which I can't even believe, other than asking me at 9 a.m. every morning what I want for dinner. And my answer always, time to think about it, maybe? I don't know.
What'd you pick today?
I didn't, because it was 9 a.m. And I'm like, babe, I don't know. And it's always, what do we have in the fridge or freezer or pantry? Like all the groceries that have been purchased. Let's just eat one of those things. And if you want to eat one of the things in the freezer, let's just pull it out now. It can thaw. I know what I'm eating. I'm eating leftover lasagna tonight from last night because I like lasagna and there's still some left. So for me, dinner is already settled. The rest of you guys figure it out yourself. But as far as annoying things, my daughter's gotten better on this. I don't know if anything in her diet has changed, but suddenly the toilet can now take her turds down. But
really?
3 or 4 days a week, honest to God, for years on end, it was just, she walks out of the bathroom, the toilet's backed up. And it gets old when it's that frequent, to the point that years ago we had someone call the show and it talked about a poop knife. And we thought it was hilarious, hysterical. Who needs a poop knife? Well, it turns out I did. So we bought plastic knives and we had to use poop knives. And I mean, seriously, you just get over it. The only other really annoying thing she does is anytime she talks to me when I'm watching TV, it's like, babe, why are you standing directly in front of the TV? I can listen to you, but I'd like to watch this football game or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, move out of the way. And she will. And then this morning, let's see, my son took a shower, and then she took a shower. When I got in the shower, I had a lovely ice-cold shower covered in soap, and that sucked. She thought it was hilarious. I was trying to complain, and she was laughing about it. And I'm like, you are misunderstanding the message I'm trying to convey. There's that. And then as far as my son, you're talking about your buddy who taps his foot?
Yes.
He does not tap his foot, but, you know, everyone has like a security thing. Maybe your kid has a stuffed animal. For him, it's this half-deflated volleyball in the house, and we have all tile upstairs. He can't not bounce it. So when he's talking to you about anything, he's bouncing his balls. So it's just dunkum, dunkum, dunkum. And then he'll go into the office to do stuff, to be on the computer. He's watching YouTube or whatever, and now it's at his feet, and he kind of kicks it at the desk back to his feet. So you just hear. But what's crazy about it is, when we were off, there was one day I got the house to myself for a few hours, and it was dead silent. I didn't like it, man. I did not like it. I'm so used to all of the distractions and all the noise, you realize that's become your comfort from these little crumb snatchers. But the one thing he does, you see this Snapple iced tea bottle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I snatched it out of his stash to bring to work. He drinks one every day. And this morning, when I walk into the office, it's the same thing I find every morning in the office and every morning in his bedroom, and it makes me think about the movie Signs. In spite of it being empty and me saying, hey, just put it in recycling, eventually it gets there. But they're always left around. I know exactly where that kid has been based on the empty iced tea bottles. And I look at my wife and I go, do you remember the movie Signs? Mel Gibson's daughter, for whatever reason, she wouldn't drink the water, but kept leaving the glasses of water around the house. And like any father, it drove him absolutely badass crazy. But as the movie shows up, aliens are invading Earth. For whatever reason, aliens that can't touch water decided to invade a planet that's 85% water. Whatever. But anyway, those glasses of water came in handy for him to save his family. So I am telling myself now, there's going to be an alien invasion. And for whatever reason, empty Snapple iced peach tea bottles, mm-hmm. that's going to be the undoing. And my family will be safe because there's no other explanation for his inability to put them in the freaking recycling.
Look, I live alone. I'm guilty of it.
But you live alone.
Like tomorrow morning, like Saturday is usually like clean up the house. But like I will have to go in my bedroom because there will be five cans of empty seltzer waters.
Yeah.
The same thing. Like one of the last things I was doing, like, you know what? I have one more can of seltzer.
Right.
And they're like, I'll finish it off. And like literally I sit on the edge of my bed. God, this is so weird. And I like chug it. I burp. And then I just put it down. And then, I don't know. I saw it there this morning. Nah, not going
to
mess with it.
But again, right. If you live alone, I go fine. But it's one of those things where I estimate to myself, all right, at some point you're going to move out of the house. You're going to live with a roommate. I already know what you're going to do that's going to drive your roommate crazy.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's going to be in the toilet. My son's going to be leaving these goddamn bottles around. And even if it's a can of Sprite, right, the can of Sprite is out for whatever. You just can't make it. You'll walk into the kitchen a million times. He will throw anything in recycling other than his bottles.
The one time that my mother got mad at my dad's mom, my grandmother, was the fact one night I used to spend the night at her house all the time between the ages of 4 and 5, 6 years old, somewhere in there. But she was a raging alcoholic, and she always drank vodka.
Your grandmother?
Yes, that's all she drank. She probably drank a bottle of vodka a day.
Damn.
Vodka and orange juice was her go-to, without question. So, apparently, one morning, when my mom came to pick me up, it was about 10 o'clock in the morning, and something was off with me. I wasn't right. And, you know, she was like, you just weren't acting like yourself.
You were being nice?
You were nodding off. You know, you were slurring your words and all these things. I don't remember this.
Yeah. Right?
But my grandmother, because she constantly had glasses of vodka and orange juice laying around, and she'd forget in the morning in the kitchen that she'd already poured one or whatever.
Yeah.
She put her vodka and orange juice, I guess, and gave it one of hers and gave it to me.
Oh, it's thinking it's orange juice.
Right. And I wanted more orange juice. There was another one. So I was just chugging orange juice. So I had two vodka orange juices that morning for breakfast along with my cereal and toast. When I got into the car, my mom started driving, and she said something was off. What is wrong with you? And when I threw up all over the car,
Leave me alone, Mom.
She could smell the vodka.
Well, yeah.
And she turned the car around to go back and, you know, address my grandmother about this. And she was too hammered to care. She was like, yeah, I didn't do that. I would never give him my vodka OJ.
I don't think you did it on purpose.
No, exactly. But apparently I went home and like slept for half the day, woke up with a headache, like everything that what you would expect from a drunk four-year-old, you know. Family member, roommate, or neighbor, what did someone do to make you wish they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-RIDE.
My mom's mom, Mimi, she and her sister lived together. And, I mean, this is just old school, but they chain smoked.
Yeah.
In the house, whatever.
Sure.
Playing steal the pack, checkers. So I don't know how old I was, but you know how kids will just eat stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I just remember once I put one in my mouth, and like she came out and was like super mad. It was just like, what is this? Maybe because they were always smoking. I thought it was like
it goes in your mouth, yeah.
But yeah, I remember just trying to eat a cigarette.
Huh.
I could tell you remember because the look on your face.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's one of my oldest memories. I mean, I couldn't have been more than like 3 or 4, but it was just awful, but just I could still taste the tobacco and seeing Mimi really mad that I had eaten a cigarette. It was very confusing.
Damn, Mimi.
Yeah, well, you keep putting them in your mouth.
Yeah, why not? Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Oh, Real quick, just a little shout out to all the Gaelic League players that I group texted to have them chime in to listen to this. Up the Rangers, baby.
Okay.
But so I had a neighbor a while back. I named him Stinky. He was a guy kind of down on his luck, and the guy who owned the house let him live there, even though he was unhoused, let's say. But he would come out just about every day, just drunk out of his mind. And one day he fell asleep with the back door open, and his quote unquote service dog wandered out the back door. And this is after he's been yelling at me for a while during the day, but he comes storming on my property looking for his dog, screaming at me, "Hey, I know you got my dog in your house." He ended up calling the cops, creating a police report saying that I'm from Detroit and that I have a gun and I'm going to shoot him.
Wait, they're saying that you are from Detroit, have a gun, and going to shoot
him? Are you from Detroit?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, at least he got the facts right. Yeah. That's one thing.
Yeah, and because of that, I'm dangerous. Even though I don't have a gun, he said that I was gonna murder him. And eventually, I got a couple videos. I show all my friends about this. It's just he's walking down the back alleyway. It's asphalt with just rocks everywhere. He's barefooted, stumbling around, screaming, flipping me the bird and everything like that. I got a couple pictures of him, too. He's kind of got like a beer belly, you know? And he's lifting up his shirt, just flashing me, just saying, "I'm going to throw you in jail." You know?
What happened to his dog, for real?
Well, so a couple months after that, we ended up having he filed a restraining order on me. We went through the first round of that, and the judge pushed it off. But I think he ended up putting himself down, and the dog went somewhere else before we got to the second round of the restraining order conflict. You know
what do you
mean
he put himself down?
I think he drank himself to a point where he's no longer with us.
I see.
Oh, Jesus.
And was he at that house when that happened?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
Damn.
Wow. So did the judge understand the ridiculousness of the situation, the police and everyone else, when you were dealing with this?
Just having him on a Zoom call, it was, you know, like the quintessential, like, oh, when you get like a grandpa on like a Zoom call and it's, you know, the phone's like way down by their belly button and they're like, yeah. You know what I mean? He was drunk on the call. He made no sense, you know?
Okay. Well, it makes it easier for you.
Well, he's not your neighbor anymore, I guess, or anyone else's.
Damn.
Family member, roommate, or neighbor, what did someone do to make you wish they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-ROCK.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.